At 9:30 a.m., this is Observer Radio News. Good morning. I'm Reshma Luknath. It's 14 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, the oil leakage in the Gulf of Mexico could hit the Louisiana coastline as early as today, officials said. Louisiana's governor has declared a state of emergency and federal involvement is expected. President Obama said that all resources necessary will go towards dealing with the spill, including military response. The spill occurred after a Beyond Petroleum oil rig exploded, sinking 1,500 meters and hitting a wellhead. One of Colonel Williams' victims said she felt betrayed by police who did not make his crimes more publicly known. The sex assault victim of Williams stated her anger over police brushing off her assault as a one-time thing. The victim became furious after learning that Williams had dozens of other victims, two of whom he was charged with murdering. In addition to the murders, Williams was charged with 82 more offenses. St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver will be offering a service in which mothers who want to abandon their babies can leave it safely and anonymously at the hospital. A bassinet will be available where mothers can drop off their babies. An alarm will then be triggered 30 seconds after the baby has been dropped off. This will notify the hospital staff immediately and give the mother time to leave without being noticed. The harmonized tax will be phasing in Saturday, May 1st. The price of some goods and services will be higher, including taxi fares, home internet, parking, home renovations, legal fees, real estate commission, and energy costs. The HST will be in full effect this July. And a 10-year-old boy in Sudbury, Ontario, who was the subject of an Amber Alert, was found safe this morning north of Toronto. Sudbury Police Staff Sergeant has an update.
The child was located in the York region by York Regional Police through investigation. He was in good health. The father is still considered missing and wanted by police, and the vehicle, the 2004 GM pickup, is still looking for that as well.
The father has since been located driving in his truck. Police are now transporting him back to Sudbury, where he'll be facing such charges as mischief and criminal harassment. A Sudbury police report says the boy went with his father willingly on Saturday afternoon, but the man has made comments that caused his estranged wife to be concerned about their son's well-being. Turning now to sports. Things are heating up in the playoffs. Tonight at 7 is Game 1 of the playoffs with the Montreal Canadiens against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Tomorrow is the Vancouver Canucks against the Chicago Blackhawks. In baseball, after a disappointing 3-game loss against the Boston Red Sox, the Blue Jays can finally lift their head up again after beating the Oakland A's 6-3. Jays catcher John Buck scored 3 home runs in the game after a terrible batting season. Tonight at 7 is Game 2 of the match. And in basketball, Sacramento point guard Tyreke Evans won NBA's Rookie of the Year, an award shared by many greats including Michael Jordan and LeBron James. He's the first from Sacramento to get the honor. And in entertainment, it looks like it's the last chapter in the Sandra Bullock-Jesse James saga. Bullock says she's filing for divorce and has finally revealed that she recently adopted a baby boy from post-Hurricane Katrina, Louisiana. Bullock plans to raise little baby Louis Bardo as a single mother. In box office news, How to Train Your Dragon stole first place this week with a total gross of $178 million after being in the chart for 5 weeks. The Backup Plan came in second and Date Night rolled in third. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Reshma Luknath. Have a great day.